Slim prowled through the piles of junk and stomped down weeds until at last he pointed towards something that appeared to be a wire cage. There she is. That's my live trap, dogs. I haven't used it in quite a spell. Yes, I could believe that he hadn't used it in quite a spell. You could hardly even see it for all the weeds that had grown up around it. After considerable lifting, pushing, heaving, and grunting, he got the thing out of the weeds, and Drover and I were able to take a closer look at this so-called live trap. For the most part, it was just a cage made of welded rods and covered with mesh wire, maybe 4 feet long, 2 feet wide, and 3 feet high. The thing that made it different from a cage was that on one end, it had a trap door that would slam shut if someone or something crawled inside and stepped on the trigger mechanism. That sounds complicated, doesn't it? It wasn't. If it had been complicated, Slim couldn't have built it. I'm sorry to put it that way, but it's the truth. Slim dragged it to the rear of his pickup and managed to heave it up into the bed. He was in a better mood by this time, and he even invited us dogs to ride in the cab down to the feed shed. I took my usual shotgun position on the right side of the pickup. As you may know, we dogs love to hang our heads out an open window. It gives us a clear view of the road ahead and, well, there's just something invigorating about fresh air. We love that stream of fresh air that blows across our tongues and causes our ears to stand out behind us. Unfortunately, the window was rolled up. The morning was a little frosty. And right away, I began to notice, well, stale air. Slim's pickup had a distinctive smell, don't you see? And it was never what you would call pleasant. But now it seemed even worse than usual. Old pipe tobacco, stale coffee, dirty socks, cowboy sweat, and Drover. He was sitting on the seat beside me. Drover, when was the last time you took a bath?
Well, let me think. I can't remember. You know I hate water.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Look, I don't mean to sound critical, but something really stinks in this pickup. It's making me ill.
Maybe it's all that grass you ate.
I roasted him with a glare. Don't be ridiculous, and don't try to change the subject. Take a bath sometime, or you might end up with no friends. I turned my gaze back to the... Boy... I sure wish the window was open. I needed some fresh air. And it didn't help that Slim seemed to be hitting every bump in the road. How many bumps could you find in a short stretch of road between the machine shed and the feed shed? 10,000. And he hit every one of them dead center. As he bounced down the hill in front of the house, I noticed that my head was beginning to sink. And my eyes seemed to have... well, glazed over, shall we say. And the air had become so oppressive that I could hardly breathe. The cab smelled awful, like the dark smoke coming off a pile of burning tires. I shot a glance at Slim. He was grinning and poking along at about 3 miles an hour, lost in thoughts of his next big adventure. Catching a live raccoon in his flea bag trap. Could we hurry up? I mean, it was nice that he'd let us dogs ride in the pickup with him, but for crying out loud,